Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, welcome to the Encouraging Word Network. Welcome, welcome. I hope y'all can hear me out there. We thank God for you. You better praise Him. Amen, amen. Matter of fact, we got to give God another praise just for being here today, ladies and gentlemen. God woke us up today and gave us opportunity to be here. Hallelujah. You better praise Him. Amen. God bless you. Hey, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This is Elder Kevin Vaughn on the network tonight, the Encouraging Word Global Network, and we thank you so much for joining us, those joining us via the internet, via the phone line, and via the internet on your mobile devices, and we're just excited about what God's going to do with you tonight in the area of prayer and the Word tonight as well. We're just excited. Hey, just to let you know, the topic tonight is radical, guys. Radical. Get more radical for the Lord. Just got excited about that. And I just love that word, radical, for the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. So I want to encourage you on that topic. Hey, we're going to get right to it because we don't want to keep you too long. A lot going on in our nation, as you know. So we're going to have a word of prayer. A lot going on in our city and in our nation and our world as well. So to God be the glory, for He is in charge of everything, ladies and gentlemen. So we're so excited. So thank you so much, everybody around the globe joining us on the Encouraging Word Global Network. God bless you. A couple commercials coming up here real quick. Hey, guys, as you know, there's people moving into the state of Georgia, into the city of Atlanta. And if you do not have a church home, ladies and gentlemen, we want to encourage everybody to have a fellowship with an awesome, awesome ministry that loves God, teaches God, fears God, and just keeps it moving in the things of God, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, I want to tell everybody on the planet about Kingdom Life Worship Center, ladies and gentlemen, in Fayetteville, Georgia. And if you need more details, you can give me a holler. I'll give my phone number out a little later. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to encourage everybody, if you don't have a church home, Kingdom Life Worship Center in Fayetteville, Georgia, ladies and gentlemen, 30214. That is the zip code. And the address is 390 Glen Street, Fayetteville, Georgia, 30214. That's Kingdom Life Worship Center, ladies and gentlemen, under the awesome leadership of Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen. We're just excited about what they're doing there at Kingdom Life. Wow. I love it. Praise God. And you can give me a call for more details, 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233, about Kingdom Life Worship Center, ladies and gentlemen, in Fayetteville, Georgia. Hey, also, too, for those who can't make it out, love the fellowship, but just can't get out for whatever reason, maybe working and could be the distance or whatever, but you want to be able to tithe your gives your gifts and offering to a church that's moving forward. Ladies and gentlemen, you can do that on Cash App and also on PayPal. So we're going to give you that information on Cash App for those who like to donate or give your tithes, gifts, and offering. The Cash App number, and call me if you have any problems with this later. Cash App, 850-525-6258. I believe that's still a good number there, and call me if you need to. But Cash App, 850-525-6258 is the Cash App for those who use Cash App. For those who use PayPal, which I like, I really like PayPal, you can go to JC, that's like Jesus Christ, JC, prayer, and the letters CONF at AOL.com. That's for PayPal. And so you can donate and send your tithes, gifts, and offering to Kingdom Life Worship Center, ladies and gentlemen, in Fayetteville, Georgia. And once again, if you need more information about that, how to do that properly, give me a call, 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. That's Kingdom Life Worship Center in Fayetteville, Georgia, under the leadership of Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. God bless you. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it is cold on the East Coast, West. I don't know about the West Coast, but I know it's cold on the East Coast, ladies and gentlemen. So we hope you're staying warm, and we just thank God for you. But also, too, ladies and gentlemen, not everybody has a place to live. Not everybody has heat. Not everybody has food, so we got to pray about that in a minute and keep it moving. But our topic tonight is get more radical for the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. We had done something earlier on this last year, but for some reason that word radical came up again, and we're going to talk about that after prayer. Amen. Father God in heaven, we thank you so much for the opportunity to be here tonight. We thank you for waking us up this morning, Father God, and getting us safely to our destinations and taking care of our families, Father God. So we ask that you continue to bless us, Father God, and keep us. But we know not everybody has that mindset today, Father God, about you. So we pray for the saints around the world. We pray for those who don't believe in you at all, Father God. We just really pray for them. But we pray for the strength of the saints and strengthen them, Father God, all across the globe and even in our neighborhoods, of course. But Father God, we pray for those who don't know you yet, but still alive. They're still alive in their bodies today. And they may even hear this later. We just pray that they accept you as their Lord and Savior. So Father God, we pray for the unsaved. We pray for those incarcerated. We pray for marriages. We pray for our leaders in the word of God around the globe. Father God, we thank you for our bishops and our ministers and our teachers and evangelists and apostles. Father God, we just thank you for the fivefold ministry right now in Jesus' name. Father God, so much to pray for. We pray for our daughters and sons and grandsons, granddaughters, great-grandkids as well, Father God. We pray for marriages, strengthen marriage. We pray for single men, single women, Father God. We pray for the evangelists. We pray for those who are teaching and preaching the word of God. And Father God, we lift up our teachers to you today, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lift up teachers, Father God, that are trying to do the right thing to teach our children to have a mindset that they can grow up to be great citizens, Father God. So pray for our teachers, those who are in authority over the education system, Father God. Give them conviction. Give them a mindset to do the right thing always, Father God, and bless them, Father God, so they can bless our children for the next generation to come, that they may not only serve you, but serve this nation as well in doing the right things for you that will glorify your name. So, Father God, we thank you in advance. So much to pray for, Father God. We pray for our churches as well, Father God. We pray for the homeless today. And we pray for the incarcerated as well. In Jesus' name we pray. Father God, help us. We need you. We need you. We need a radical change. Yeah. Amen. Hey, let's get right to it, guys. Pretty busy day. It's been a great day. I know you had a great day as well. It's been a pretty busy day. Hey, for those know the word, most of you know the word, of course, out there, but the word radical, for those who may be listening for the first time and coming on the network as well, the word radical, and I want you to look it up, you know, look it up yourself too, right? Radical, most of us know what it is, but the word radical, I love this part, and this is as it relates to God and his word through his son, Jesus Christ, and also Holy Spirit. Especially the word radical is an adjective, of course, especially of change or action. Now, bottom line, we need more of that, right? We need more action for those who are in the faith, right? We need more action for those in the faith. Just so much going on, so much we could talk about that's going on in our world. And part of it is a lack of action on the believer's part, in my opinion. Relating to or affecting the fundamental nature of something, right? This is what radical is. As you know, we're supposed to be salt and light to the world, right? So that means we're supposed to be affecting the fundamental nature of something. And those things are the evil one out there. Far-reaching. Also, radical means far-reaching or thorough. That power right there being thorough. The synonyms of radical are thoroughgoing, thorough being thorough, complete, total, entire. All these things I believe God wants us to exercise in his name for his glory, ladies and gentlemen. So we're talking about being radical for the Lord. And the goal tonight, for those that don't know, is just to encourage you, right? I'm encouraging myself just thinking about all this good stuff. So it's for all of us. It's for me, for you, for my family, your family. So the goal is just to keep you encouraged in the things of God. The enemy is trying to get you off kilter, try to get your mind off of him. The biggest word I like is distracting. He likes to distract us from the real truth. Things that our bishops and our ministers teach us, each and every week through Bible study, through study of the word each and every Saturday or Sunday, whatever time you go. But the bottom line, the enemy is distracting us through all kind of stuff. We could talk about this all night. We'll talk about the drug thing, the sex thing, the stealing of kids, the hurting of kids, the hurting of women, all the distractions that's not of God, ladies and gentlemen, that the enemy's trying to take us out on. So we got to be very wise, as Dr. Crenshaw and Bishop teach. You got to be very wise today. Very wise. Once you know the word, of course, you got to be very wise in that. So we're talking about being radical. So our goal is just to lift you up, just to encourage you. We want you to study your word for yourself, right? Study your word, talk to the Lord, talk to precious spirit, Holy Spirit. Whatever you got to do, you got to stay encouraged, right? But we want you to get radical. We want you to get more radical. I remember Bishop Crenshaw taught this a while back about being radical for God. Just get radical. You want God to do ridiculous. I think that's what he said. Bishop said, I want God to do ridiculous stuff for you, right? But you got to believe, ladies and gentlemen, you got to believe greater is he that is in us than he is in the world, right? That is the scripture. And we got to believe that. So we thank God for his word. We thank God for all of us getting more radical tonight. That's your encouraging word tonight. I love it. I love it. I love it. Hey, let's go right to the word now. And we always like to bring in whatever word we're talking about. We always like to bring the word in, right? Always back it up with the word. And these scriptures are available to you guys later if you like. And we're going to hit them real fast because we don't stay with you too long. And also, I like to give time for Bishop and Doc the Crenshaw to come on as well from Kingdom Life Worship Center in Fayetteville, Georgia, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, radical. This is the word tonight is get more radical for the Lord, right? Amen. For God, for precious Holy Spirit. In Luke 16 and 10, it says, one who is faithful in a very little is also faithful in much. Wow. And much one who is dishonest in a very little is also dishonest in much. That means we got to get radical in the right things, right? Come on now. We can't be lazy in doing good, right? Doing the right thing. And we got to keep it moving. Romans 2 and 1:29 says, this is a little longer, but I'm going to read this one. Therefore, you have no excuse, ladies and gentlemen. We have no excuse. This is for everybody listening on the planet. I don't care if you don't believe or not. This is for you, right? We don't care about that. They can call me on that one. Therefore, you have no excuse. Oh, man, every one of you who judges, for in passing judgment on another, you condemn yourself because you, the judge, practice the very same things. Wow. That sounds like the Sadducees and the Pharisees, right? Back in Jesus' day that were condemning, trying to condemn him, the Holy One, right? And they had the problem. As I continue, we know that the judgment of God is rightly falls on those who practice such things. Do you suppose, O man, you who judge those who practice such things and yet do them yourself, that you will escape the judgment of God? Come on now. Or do you presume on riches of his kindness and forbearance and patience, not knowing that God's kindness is meant to lead you to repentance? Wow. But because of your hard and impenitent heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself on the day of wrath when God's righteousness and judgment will be revealed. See, today the enemy's trying to mask this. He's thinking we can do everything out of God and still be saved and still have the mercy of God. Now, there is mercy of God, of course, but we can't continue in sin. And as a nation, it seems that the nation is continuing in sin, but at the same time trying to live a godly life. It doesn't work. You can't mix oil and water together. Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, that's just my opinion. Romans 10 and 17. So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. Amen. So the goal today, the topic tonight, is to get more radical for the Lord, ladies and gentlemen, in the word of God. Matthew 24 and 18 says, and let the one who is in the field not turn back to take his cloak. So when the Lord calls you to do something, don't take anything with you, right? Don't look back. Keep it moving, right? So we got to keep it moving in that area. That's a wonderful scripture in Matthew. Hebrews 11:6 says, and without faith, it is impossible. I love this. I think most of us love this scripture. Hebrews 11:6, and without faith, it is impossible to please him. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to get more radical in our faith, right? We got to get more. You got to believe, as Bishop Crenshaw said, you got to believe God for ridiculous stuff. For whosoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who diligently seek him. That's Hebrews 11:6. I love that scripture. As I turn over here, I got some more scriptures here real quickly. Romans 12:2 says, do not be conformed, right? There we go right here, guys. There we go. As we talk about getting more radical for God, do not conform to this world, but be transferred by renewing of your mind. You know, the battle's in the mind, right? The enemy's trying to put distractions on us and keep us away from God each and every day, each and every minute, each and every hour. That by testing, you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. So now that means we got to share the word, right? We got to share the word with your children, with your grandchildren, with your family, and let them know the difference between God and the enemy, ladies and gentlemen, so they can know what to accept, right, and what to do, right? Hey, Jude 1:7 says, just now we got, see, that's interesting. You know, if you study history a little bit, ladies and gentlemen, if you study about Sodom and Gomorrah in the Bible, they've already figured out, scientists have already figured out that this city was burnt to the ground and it was done by God. But just as Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding cities, which likewise indulged, check this out now, guys, I can pull this up in the news right now, which likewise indulged in sexual immorality and pursued unnatural desires, right? That's in the news today, serve as an example by undergoing a punishment of eternal fire. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Sodom and Gomorrah has been burnt by the Lord. He did that. And it's been proven that it's been done. Now, whether the scientists believe it was God or not, the city is no more, bottom line. And us believers, we know that God did that because of the word. 2 Peter, I love that part. 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, ladies and gentlemen. We talk about getting radical, right? The Lord's not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you. Wow, thank you for that. Matter of fact, we just got to stop right there and give God a praise just for being patient toward me, patient toward us. Thank you, Father, for being patient with us, not wishing that anyone should perish, that all should reach repentance. See, the world's not going to teach repentance, ladies and gentlemen. We got some churches do that, but not all of them do that. I'm talking about every week repentance. There should be people falling on their face before God to repent. But if they don't hear it, they won't know to do that, right? So we're talking about getting more radical for God tonight. Hey, the last, it's the next couple of scriptures. I only got three more here. James 1:17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, right? Coming down from the Father. Now, who doesn't want a perfect or good gift, right? Coming down from the Father of lights, which whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Isn't that powerful right there? And then 1 Corinthians 6:11 says, and such were some of you, but you were washed. Praise God. You were sanctified, and you were justified in the name of our Lord Savior Jesus Christ by the Spirit of our God. And as you know, ladies and gentlemen, for those who don't know around the globe, Jesus died for our sins. Now, whether you believe that or not, it doesn't really matter on this end, but you will find out, because when he comes back, you will understand that he is Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, he is Lord. The last scripture, Acts 1:8, says, but you will receive power, amen, when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and get this part now, and to the end of the earth. So that means that the entire planet, we must cover his word, ladies and gentlemen, whether it's through technology, through you flying and talking and speaking and ministries and whatever God has you to do. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to get radical for the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. I love it. Don't you love it? I just love it. Just love it. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Well, bless you, the guys, tonight. Our topic, ladies and gentlemen, for those who are just joining us, this is the Encouraging Word Global Network. Our topic tonight is Get More Radical for the Lord. Whatever you have to do, get in your closet, get in your hiding place, take a ride with the Lord in your car, whatever you got to do, get an Uber, get a Lyft, and just ride around for a few minutes or something and talk to the Lord, whatever you got to do. The goal is to just get more radical, get more in tune, get more of a mindset, if you will, for the Lord, because the world needs it, ladies and gentlemen. The world needs it. People are doing some crazy things. They're doing some unconscionable things. They're doing stuff. I don't even think they're thinking sometimes, ladies and gentlemen. Some of the things people are doing today that put them in prison, put them in jail, I don't even think they're thinking. And I'm not talking about those who are on drugs or taking alcohol, you know, some type of substance abuse. I'm talking about just normal thinking people just all of a sudden want to do something that don't make no sense and then don't understand the consequences. Those are the people we got to pray for and we got to get more radical for in the Lord. But guess what? We got to be equipped, right? We got to be equipped each and every day with the word of the Lord. So we thank God for his word. We thank God for us being radical and being more radical today. Amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Well, at this time, ladies and gentlemen, we want to open up the lines for our wonderful Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Crenshaw. We're going to bring on Dr. Crenshaw first, I believe. So thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw, for being with us tonight. God bless you.
God bless you, Elder Kevin, for that word tonight, talking about getting radical. I think it's a very timely, empowering message. Considering all of the things that's certainly going on in the world, but I'm reminded of a scripture that says, the kingdom of God suffers violence, mm-hmm. and violence take it by force. And we hear people quote that scripture over and over and time again. But I want us to think about tonight really what that word is saying. The kingdom suffers violence. So what's in the kingdom? There's healing in the kingdom. Sometimes you got to fight for it, you know. Praise the Lord. There is a deliverance in the kingdom. There's no lack in the kingdom. There's blessings in the kingdom. There's peace in the kingdom. All of those things that the Lord has promised us is in the kingdom. So when we think about that, what is it really telling us? The blessings that the Lord has in store for us, we're going to have to fight for it. The promises that God has granted unto us, we have got to fight for it. And we have got to fight for it radically. Why? Because the enemy is not just going to allow us to just walk in it, step in it, and it comes easy. Everything, every good and comes from the Lord. But we know that there's a whole level, a whole nother dimension of spiritual warfare that has been released upon the earth. And the scripture says that the world is getting wicked, is getting more wicked than it really was, and is getting wiser. Now, that's a very profound utterance, that the world is getting even more wicked and even more wiser. So what does that tell us as a people of God? We have got to get radical about being wise. We have got to get radical about being wise. The scripture said, he that lacketh wisdom, ask it of God, because the enemy is sitting down every second, every morning, strategizing how to portray his wiles upon our lives. So the scripture tells us that we should put on the whole armor of God, that we might be able to stand the wiles of the enemy, which means that the enemy is always have some strategic strategy behind the scene to get us off course from experiencing all God has purposed for us in our lives. So how are we going to get around that? We've got to be radical. I mean, really radical. We've got to really fight. Nothing in this season is going to come easy, and I got to say that again. Absolutely nothing. You got to literally fight for your peace of mind. You got to fight to have joy in the midst of turmoil and all hell looks like it's breaking loose around you. Told us that we have to fight. Praise God. How are we going to fight? We got to put on the whole armor of God, the breastplate of righteousness. Praise God. What does that really mean? It's the breastplate is something that really covers our heart. It covers the breastplate part of us, which means many times we got to take care of our emotions. We can't let everything get into our emotions. We have to be radical about drawing that line, that balance, that nothing just really disrupts my emotional state of mind. The helmet of salvation. We've got to protect our thinking. Praise the Lord. When the enemy brings a negative, ugly, dirty thought to your mind, we've got to say, no, I'm not going to do that. Let this mind be in me, which is also in Christ Jesus. Every part of us, let my feet be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. That means, Lord, give me direction. Allow my steps to be ordered by the Lord. Every step of this way, we got to be radical, to be conscious, and to always be wise, because the enemy always has a strategy, and I can't say that again. He always has a strategy behind the thing. But when it looks like the Lord is not doing anything, he's up to something good. I want to encourage you tonight. Praise God. If it looks like there's nothing happening around you, looks like it, I'm telling you, God is up to something. When it looks like nothing is happening, God is up to something. And when it looks like all hell is broke loose, realize that God is still able to sustain us in the midst of it all. So, Father, I want to thank you, praise the Lord, for all those that are listening tonight. And I'm asking right now in the name of Jesus that the peace of God will overtake us. And most of all, you put a fight down in our spirit to fight for what we know is ours, Father. Peace of mind, join the Holy Ghost, healing, all of those things that you have promised us. For you said in the Word of God in the book of Hebrews, the 4th chapter of the Bible, said, there remaineth a rest for the people of God. So we need to be careful that we don't come short of it, which means we can be 1 second away from a peaceful, restful place and allow the enemy to distract, disturb, and to devour that moment. So we have to be conscious, radical, fight in our spirit, fight in our praise, fight in our worship, fight, praise God, in the Word of God. Everything that is in us, we have to fight, that we will be protected. Our minds will be protected. Our heart will be protected. Where I decide to go is protected, that every step that I make is by the leadership of the Holy Ghost. So, Father, I thank you for everyone that's listening tonight, that the peace of the Lord and the rest of the Holy Spirit lead and guide us and keep us, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you, Elder Kendall.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the voice of Dr. Janice Crenshaw of Kingdom Life Worship Center, ladies and gentlemen, Fayetteville, Georgia, along with their awesome husband, Bishop John Crenshaw, who we're bringing on right now. Bishop, how you doing today, sir? God bless you.
Just fine, Elder Kevin. How you doing? God bless everybody tonight. We thank God for that encouraging word tonight, and know that God is able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we think or ask. As we stay excited about the kingdom of God and the kingdom work of God, that God will continue to do great and marvelous things in our lives. And the Bible said the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down the strongholds and casting down imagination and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God, pulling into captivity the obedience of Christ. And Father, we thank you. We decree and declare it is already done according to your word. Your word will not return void, but it will accomplish that you plead. It will prosper into the thing whereto you sent it. And Father, you watch us over your word, that you will perform your word. And God, you said, for one jot of your tittle of your word pass away, heaven and earth shall pass away. And we decree and declare, and we thank you, God. We give you glory, and all honor shall be thine forever. As you continue to test lives, as you continue to change hearts, as you continue to create great and marvelous things in each and every life, God. Lord, we thank you for America tonight, and we pray for America, God, and we repent for the sins of America. God, we thank you, Lord, right now, that you continue to do great things. We thank you for your grace and mercy, your long-suffering with us, and we give you praise, and all glory shall be thine. We thank you for your healing power tonight. We thank you, God, and your delivering power, your keeping power. We thank you, Lord, that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We forever give you praise for it, glorify you for it in the name of Yeshua. We thank you, Almighty God, as you continue to do great things. Direct our path, keep us in your perfect will, Lord. We surrender to you, God. We thank you
as you direct us, God, according to your word. The order of the steps of a good man are ordered by God. And, God, we thank you as you continue to order our steps. And we thank you, God, as we continue to lead, follow your leading. We thank you right now. We call it so. God, as you touch families tonight, touch lives tonight, change hearts tonight, God, and we thank you. We thank you for your healing power. We give you praise, God, that you're not giving us a spirit of fear. But, God, we thank you, God. We will rest in you. And, Lord, we know that you're able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we could even ask or think. We call it so right now, according to your word, and we give you thanks and praise. No flesh will receive any glory, God, but it go to you as you continue to do great things, as you continue to look on those people that was, praise God, as the government being shut down. God, we know that you are able to supply their needs through other people, God, as you touch our hearts and the hearts of other people, that we will reach out and touch somebody, help somebody, direct somebody, lead somebody, pray for somebody. And God, we give you thanks as we give, God, you said in your word, as we give, it shall be given to us. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall be given to our bosom, God. And we thank you right now as you look on that family tonight and give you all praise, all glory. And we thank you for a turnaround, even in our government system. God, test the hearts of our leaders of government. And God, we know that you are able to. When nobody else can change their heart, you are able. God, you can change situations in a moment, Lord. And we thank you. And we give you praise. In Jesus, Yeshua name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much, Bishop, for that powerful prayer. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen around the globe, that was Bishop John Crenshaw, along with his wife, Janice Crenshaw, earlier, ladies and gentlemen, on the Encouraging Word Global Network. Hey, our topic tonight has been Get More Radical for the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. We got to do that one. You got to do that. Jesus Christ came that you can get more radical and win. That's the thing. We win, ladies and gentlemen, because of the blood of Jesus Christ and precious Holy Spirit. You cannot lose, ladies and gentlemen. We got a voice. We have a voice. We have to speak the word over our children. And I remember people say, you can't have my grandchildren. You can't have devil. You can't have my children. You can't have my grandchildren. You can't have my household. Whatever you got to speak against, you speak it and get radical about it, right? Get radical about it. Just like yelling at somebody in your house. They ain't supposed to be there. Somebody just come in your house. You ain't going to just be quiet about it. You're going to say, man, you better get out of my house, man, before you get hurt here, right? So you take radical actions to get people out of your home when they're not supposed to be there properly, right? It's the same thing spiritually with guys. We got to use the word of God. I'm excited about what Bishop prayed about and what Dr. Crenshaw mentioned tonight in Jesus' name. God bless you. Wow. Get radical, guys. More radical. We got to do it. Amen. Amen. Hey, we're right at the bottom of the hour. We thank you so much, Elder Kevin Vaughn, with you tonight. Thank Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw for joining us again. We always got to give our leaders a praise in the Lord. God bless you so much for that, being with us tonight. Amen. Bless you, bless you. Hey, you guys have a great rest of the evening, and everybody around the globe have a great rest of the week as well. And we're in 2019, and make it happen, ladies and gentlemen. Make it happen. Make that change. Make that difference. Take yourself to the next level. Get more radical for the Lord. And before we leave you, I want to leave you with this. We always, always out love, out forgive, and out serve each other in Jesus' name. God bless you. We'll see you next time on the Encouraging Word Global Network. Thank you so much for your time. Bless you. Bye-bye.